Hare Krishna. When I first visited the Boston Temple in 1969, there were two books published. One was the abridged Bhagavad Gita by Macmillan, and the other was the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And I opened the book, and the first page of dedication said, dedicated to the sacred service of Satchidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who inaugurated the program for benedicting the entire world with Krishna consciousness through the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And inside the book, there were some very dignified black and white photos of the parampara. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Srila Prabhupada himself wrote the captions. And again, he mentioned the pioneer for benedicting the world with Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada took up the mission of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Vaisheshika Prabhu and Devamrita Swami Maharaj have told us about different prominent programs of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that have come down to us through parampara, through Srila Prabhupada. Of course, the one was the propagation of the chanting of the holy names all over the world. And another was the spreading of the Namhata program, by which grihastas also preach. It's the basic idea, grihastas. Most people are grihastas, and they preach to other grihastas. And that has been carried forward by Srila Prabhupada and his disciples, that it's being conducted here as well. And the desire, of course, it began with Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur discovering the actual birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. It is said that one day, when he was chanting on his balcony in Gojramdweep, he looked across the river towards Mayapur, and he had a vision of a wonderful temple, Adbhuta Mandir, and a spiritual city dedicated to the eternal service of the Lord. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he did build a wonderful temple. And he did begin a community of devotees there. Some householders built some small homes in the neighborhood. But again, Srila Prabhupada took the same desire and same instruction and fulfilled it to a tremendous degree. When I was a new devotee, just come to Calcutta, I mean, now, actually, you don't know how fortunate you are, because you have the association of so many senior devotees who have so many years of experience in the practice and preaching of Krishna consciousness, they make it so easy for you to understand the perspective that our line has on different issues. But at least when I joined, we were all pretty new. And it was, you know, there were so many instructions, so many programs, and it was sort of hard to, like, figure out what was more important. So one day when Srila Prabhupada was taking his massage on the balcony, I ventured to come close, and I said, Srila Prabhupada, I've been thinking about what you desire most, what pleases you most. And I've concluded that it's distributing your books and building the big temple in Mayapur. And Srila Prabhupada looked at me with such love, which he did, I think, to everyone, and he smiled very broadly. And he said, thank you very much. And so Srila Prabhupada, he was very eager to get some land in Mayapur. And no one was willing to sell any land to ISKCON. Anyway, eventually, Srila Prabhupada left Calcutta, and in the meantime, Tamal Krishna Goswami went to Mayapur, and he was actually able to secure some land. And when Srila Prabhupada came back, he was so enthusiastic about the Mayapur project. While he was in London, he'd given ideas for a design, and he'd come back to Calcutta with the drawings. Like, so enthusiastic. But there had been flooding in Mayapur. We're in the material world. There had been flooding, and the flooding can be very severe. So Srila Prabhupada called us in his room. He's discussing the project. We were like so enthusiastic and ready to do anything. And then he raised the issue of the flooding, that what if the Ganges floods? What will happen to the temple? What will happen to the community? He said, maybe we shouldn't even build the project in Mayapur. And then he suggested, maybe we should build it in Birnagar, the birthplace of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which I'd never even heard of. But then I thought, wow, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur must really be important. So there was this discussion, like back and forth. It reminded me what I'd heard, that Lord Chaitanya would argue with his disciples. Like, he would take one position and convince them all. Then he'd take the opposite position and convince them all. So it was like that with Prabhupada. Yes, Mayapur. No, not Mayapur. Yes, Mayapur. No, not Mayapur. But in the end, he decided to take the risk and build the temple in Mayapur. And he declared, and this refers obviously to more than just the few devotees in the room, but he declared, if you all build this temple in Mayapur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur will personally come and take you all back to Godhead. And we need whatever mercy we could get. And by Srila Prabhupada's ingenious arrangement, the selling of books and the construction of temples are intimately connected through the BBT, because it was his design that a certain percentage of the profit from the sale of the books will go for temple construction. And that means now primarily Mayapur. So I used to say, I don't know if it's really true, but, you know, every book distributed means one brick for the temple in Mayapur. As my esteemed God brothers were speaking, I thought of even other similarities that I hadn't even considered before. Like how His Holiness Devamita Swami mentioned, you know, using government resources and bringing culprits to task for blasphemy. This was really what it came to, blasphemy. And Srila Prabhupada did that. He wanted that. He actually said that there should be a government department for certifying gurus, sannyasis and gurus. He said they have licensing for lawyers, for doctors, for architects, for engineers, because they don't want any mishaps in those fields. But here are people coming and trusting their spiritual futures, which is really the most important part of their lives, which is their real life. And there's no one to regulate who they go to. And they could go to some cheater and be completely bamboozled. And no one's accountable. We never used to read other books or magazines other than Prabhupada's and the devotees. But one day someone came to the Juhu Temple with an issue of Time magazine. And there was a section then called People. And I will never forget the small item that I read. The little article began, "There's trouble stirring in Nirvana. Swami Bhaktivedanta of the Hare Krishna movement was asked by a newspaper reporter in Hong Kong, or maybe Manila, what he thought about Guru Maharaj Ji. And Swami Bhaktivedanta replied, "He is not God. Anyone who says that he is God is dog." "He is cheating the people. But when he meets Krishna, he will realize that Krishna is an even greater cheat than he is, and he will lose everything." And I don't wish to go into the details, and I don't have time either, but it happened. Guru Maharaj Ji, he was actually, it turns out, he was appointed Bhagavan by his mother. But while he was in America, he fell in love with a lady, I guess his secretary, and married her, which very much upset his mother. So there was like a full-page color photo on the Illustrated Weekly of India. And basically, his mother denounced him that he's not Bhagavan, and she named her other son as Bhagavan. So this is Kali Yuga. This is Kali Yuga. And it's a joke, but in a way it's not a joke. And Srila Prabhupada and our whole line, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they were very concerned about innocent people being misled. And therefore, they've given us this precious literature to guide us. Who is God? Who are we? What is the material nature? What is the spiritual nature? And what is our relationship with God and the material world and the spiritual world? And if we take those instructions to heart, as Srila Prabhupada and all of our predecessors have done through parampara, and follow their instructions, and do our best to work cooperatively to make that knowledge available to others, as you are already doing here, very admirably, then our parampara will be pleased. That's the goal of our life, just to please our gurus, which ultimately means pleasing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. And our spiritual lives our spiritual success is guaranteed. And it's a combined effort. We read in Srimad Bhagavatam how sometimes Lord Narayan would send a Vaikuntha airplane for, say, Dhruva Maharaj or Ajamil. And I feel like we are so perfectly situated here, like not even Vaikuntha, way beyond Vaikuntha, a Goloka airplane will come and lift all of us up, the whole group, and take us to a place where we can continue our eternal service in bodies suitable for eternal service. In the association of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and all of our glorious spiritual masters. Hare Krishna.